Okay, so today is Daf Tzadi Aleph. Today's Daf was Eich Nishmas, Rav Feinstein and Rav Jonathan Sachs, both from Nifter over the weekend. Neshamos and Avon Leah. So the Gemara, now we're on the bottom of Tzadi Amid Beis, by the 30 lines to the bottom, Amar Rav Yehuda. Again, we're going through the Shitos in the Mishnah that were telling us about certain Rishuyos HaYachid, whether they could constitute one continuous Rishus that you can carry from one to the other to the other, or they're separated, some are separated, some are not separated. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Kishetimtze Lomar, Kishetimtze Lomar usually means when you make a diyuk, we're giving him a daktik, in the words of the Tanayim from our Mishnah, Ledivri Rav Meir. So let's just go back to the Mishnah and make sure we know what Rav Meir said. Right, so according to Rav Meir said, Kol Gagal Seir, all the roofs of the city, is Rishus Echad, Ubilvad Shelo Yeh Gagavo Asar Namach Asara. As long as the roofs are pretty much on even plane, if one's 10 tefachim higher, 10 tefachim lower than the other, you won't be able to carry from one to the other. His concern is gezeirah because of a tel Rishus Harabim. He's concerned that you might have an instance of a mound in the Rishus Harabim that would itself constitute Rishus HaYachin. If I can carry from one gog over 10 amos into another gog, I might then carry from the Rishus Harabim and throw something onto this mound in Rishus HaYachin, and that would be a violation. So Rav Yehuda says, Kishetimtze Loma Ledivra of Meir, from Kapra Meir, says, Gagin Rishus La'atzmon, the roofs are their own Rishus, Chatzeros Rishus La'atzmon. I remember, the Mishnah only mentioned of Gagin, according to Rav Meir. So here he's adding that Chatzeros also are Rishus La'atzmon, which means, Chatzeros Rishus La'atzmon, Rashi, the bottom line says, Umetautlim Chatzeros Shel Ruvain, Chatzeros Shel Shimon, Kalim Sheshavtu B'Chatzer. If you have Kalim that were in the Chatzer before Erev Shabbos, you can carry it from Chatzer A to Chatzer B. V'chein mechatzer sharabim lechatzer sharabim. Or if you have a chatzer, and many houses made an eruv together in chatzer A, and many houses made the chayyur eruv in chatzer B, any of those people in chatzer A can carry kelim that were in chatzer A into chatzer B on Shabbos, and vice versa. And then he says, Karpifios also, these big open areas, are also Rishus La'atzmon, and therefore you could carry it from Karpet Ruvain to Karpet Shimon. Each area is distinct from the other area, but they're unified for its own, right? So Rashi says, it's a long Rashi, but I think it's important. Rashi says, Karpefos Rishus La'atzmon, Afilu Hein Shel Beis Anashim, even if they belong to two different people. He's not really concerned about different ownerships. Even if they belong to two different people. Metatlim Yizel Azeh, you can carry from one to the other. The Amar Rav Meir, because Rav Meir said, Kol Gagos Yir Rishus Echad. He said, all Gagos of the city, even if they belong to different people, are one Rishus. Right, Shmami Nadisvirule, you see from there that he holds, the Ein Rishus Michalekes, Machmashdinu Bailin. We don't get a distinction in Rishus because of different ownerships. If I own roof A and you own house roof B, you can still carry from one to the other. The same thing will fly by Chatzin, the same thing will fly by Karpif. Right? The only problem is, Elabatim Lichudayu. The only thing we say that's separate and distinct, the distinct are houses. Vipneshim Tadirus Ladira, because that's where you live. That's where there's separate usages for them. The Mali Gagin, Mali Chakteros, Umali Karfifos. What's the difference between a Gag, a Chatz, and a Karpif? For this idea, every Gag is the same, every Karpif is the same, every Chatz is the same. Forget, there's no issue with ownership. Avamigag the Chatzir, from the roof to the Chatzir, Umigag the Karpif, from the roof to the Karpif, the Rav Meir Lo. That you're not allowed to carry to one to the other. Afil Shalish Echad, even if it belongs to one person, Kidarmin Gzeir Mishum Tel Mishus Arabim. Because then we have this Gzeir of the Tel Mishus Arabim, because we're carrying from a high place to a low place. I'm concerned, again, in Rishus Arabim, there might come a time when there's a higher place in the middle of Rishus Arabim that's really going to be Rishus Ayachin, and you're going to carry from that, from the Rishus Arabim into that, and onto that Tel. Right? For Koshin Yishnaim, okay. The Chatz of the Karpif, Nami Lo. Okay, that's the whole, that's the main part of the Rashi. So that is Rav Meir. Then he says, L'divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, what did the Chachamim say in the Mishnah? The Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Chachamim Omri called Echa V'Echa Rishus B'Fnei Atzmo. Each one is its own Rishus. Which means what? The Gagin V'Chatzeros Rishus Achas. He says that Gag and Chatzer is one Rishus. So you can carry, he's claiming that Chachamim hold, that you can carry from a Gag to a Chatzer and a Chatzer to a Gag. He says, Gag v'chatzir rishus achen, v'karpefios rishus achasen. And karpefios is its own. So they believe that Gag and Chatzir you can carry from one to the other, but you can't carry, I guess you can carry from karpef to karpef, but you may not carry from Gag to karpef or Chatzir from karpef. But you may, the difference with Rav Meir is you may carry from Gag to Chatzir and Chatzir to Gag, as opposed to Rav Meir, who didn't allow you to carry from Gag to Chatzir and Chatzir to Gag. That's Chachamim. L'divrei Rav Shimon, And according to the words, according to the words of Rav Shimon, Kulan Rishus Achas Hein. They're all one Rishus. God, Chatzar, Karpeif, they're all one thing. You can carry from any to the other. There's no issues of carrying. There's no problem of Bailas, no problem of different Rishus. It's all one Rishus. You can carry, and that's the Gemara is going to bring the cases where they would carry along, you know, the roofs of the city to get the towel to the bathhouse in order to, or to carry the Sefer Torah to the Shul, whatever it was. They would use this, they would map out, you know, they would ways out a route on the roofs to get to their destination. Okay, so Tanya Kavase, the Maisan Askar says Tanya Kavase de Rav and Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yehuda. So to figure out what are we supporting. So Tanya Kavase de Rav, if you look at, well, we skipped a lot of these Rashi's, but Tanya Kavase de Rav is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's like six lines where they get wide. It says we have a Brisa that supports a Shita of Rav, de la Amr la'el, who said earlier on, Begovin Hashavin le Rabbanon, de Emetalvim elabo eladalin, the Asri Hadadi. Rav said earlier, when the Chachamim said that you can carry from one roof to another roof, or that you can carry, right? He said that when Rav said that the Chachamim, right, when the roofs are even, Rav said that you still can only carry four amos. He gave the roof sort of like a din of they gave the roofs sort of a din like a Carmelis, because he didn't view the walls of the house to go up. To good usik, right? So Shimon viewed them as going up, and therefore they were set. You can carry through. Shimon said you can carry throughout the entire roof. Rav only gave permission to carry on those roofs dalit amos. And Tanika Vasi de Rabbi Yehuda, and we're gonna have a brace that supports Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Rav Shimon's gonna say that Chatzer God Chatzeros and Karpifios are all one unit, and you can carry from one to the other, no problem. So now we're gonna bring the brace that supports that shita of Rav. This is interesting that we had so much in between Rav and now we're going back with the Tanika Vase de Rav. Okay, so Tanika Vase de Rav, Bryce that supports Rav, says as follows, Kol Gogos Ha'ir Rishus Achas Hein. All roofs of the city are one Rishus. So now right now this could be Rav Meir or Rav Shimon, right? So all roofs of the city, whether they're high, they're low, they're all one Rishus, and therefore you'd be permitted to carry from one to the other. But you cannot, or may not, carry down or bring up from the chatzer to the gog, or from the gog to the down from the chatzer, down from the gog to the chatzer, because if there's a difference of 10 tefachim between them, this is going to be like, obviously going to be like Rav Meir. The kelim sheshavtu b'chatzer mutar l'talklem b'chatzer. Kelim that came to rest erev Shabbos in the chatzer may be carried around the chatzer. And begagin mutar l'talklem begagin, if they came to rest in the roof, on the roofs, you're allowed to carry around the entire roof. So long as one gog is not hard, 10 tefachim higher than the other gog, you can carry all from one gog to the next. Divi Rav Meir, those are the words of Rav Meir. Chachamim Amrim come and say, no. Kol echa v'echa rishus la'atzmo. They're all their own rishus, right? Therefore, you may not carry from one gog to the other gog. Even you can carry two arms in this from this roof to this to the arms in this roof. The ematatlin bo ela ba'arba. You can only carry on the roof itself arba amos. That's a proof to Rav, who said that the chachavim will allow you to carry on the roofs, only allow you to carry four amos. Right, it's amos here. It's arba four amos. Okay. Tanya kavasi the Rav Yehuda. Now we have a brayse that supports Rav Yehuda, who said that Rav Shimon says that gagin chatzeros karpifios are all one rishus. You can carry across those three throughout Shabbos. Kalim that came to rest in one of those areas before Shabbos. Again, you can't take from the house into the chatzer and then carry them all over the place. So Tanya Kavasi the Rav Yehuda, Amar Rebbe said, Kishayinu longim Torah etzel Rav Shimon b'Tekoa. When we used to learn Torah by Rav Shimon in the city of Tekoa, right? Hainu, excuse me, Hainu Mailin Shemen v'Aluntis Migag. They used to bring oil and a towel. They were going to go to bathe on Shabbos. This is before the takana of, you know, not bathing. They used to go to bathe on Shabbos. And how would they carry the stuff? Migag legag. They go from roof to roof. Migag lechatzer. They're from the second roof to a chatzer. From that second chatzer, mechatzer lechatzer, to another chatzer. From the second chatzer to the karpeth. Mikarpeth to karpeth acher. Ad shayinu magin etz lamayon shayinu rot kutsimbo. Until we got to the spring that we would wash in. So they would just carry it across again. They would map out a route along the Gagin Chatzeros for Karpifios. That's a raya to Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Rabbi Shimon holds are all the same thing. I don't know why. Doesn't the Mishnah say that? Right? I don't know why it's a right. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says Achas Gagos, Achas Chatzeros, Achas Chatzeros, Grushos Echahen. Maybe we thought that maybe individually. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's like you're watching they would map it out. They would have these ways to get from the roof to the chatzer to the carpet.
Right, but I have to give permission for you to walk on my roof, don't I? And just to stop. Like, if you go in my backyard, is the same like...
All right, so you have to be able to deal that with Hilchos Shchenim. That's not an issue with Hilchos Erevin. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll give you another situation. Maisa b'shas sakana was the times of danger. Right, so Yerushalayim tells it's shas hashmad. Shas sakana. Vahainu ma'alin sefer Torah, so they had to get the sefer. They had a hiding place where they could learn Torah without the authorities coming in. So maybe they're wearing masks there, or not, I don't know. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh b'shas sarkana, vahainu ma'alin sefer Torah. They would carry the sefer Torah that was in the chutzner, mechutz legag, megal lechutzner, mechutz lekarpet, likros bo, in order they were able to read from it. They would read from it hiding. So maybe from here also you can prove the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that the Gagos Chatzeres Karpifos Rosh Hashachas, and one says, no, from here is not a Raya, because Amrlo ain't Shasa Sakana Raya. Doing things in the Shasa Sakana is not a Raya. And there, they were doing it, they had no choice. So again, we could deal with a Gag, a Chatzer, a Karpe, for Midoraisa, those are all Rishuyos Hayachim. So Midoraisa, there should be no problem. This is all on the Rabbanan level. So in these situations, there are even the people who say that typically or normally you may not carry from one to the other. In this situation, maybe they wouldn't allow you to carry from one to the other because it's a Shasa Sakana or Shasa Shmad or something that you would have to, you wouldn't be able to do otherwise. So the Rabbanan is not applicable. Right. So whatever we answered over there, we're going to answer over here. Okay. Or Shasa Sakana is different because you had no choice. Okay, so the Mishnah then said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagin, again he said, whether they're Gagin, the Chatzeros, the Karpifos, it's all Rishus Achas, it's all one Rishus, for Kalin Sheshafsu L'Sochan, a Kalin that were resting in one of these three areas on Shabbos, but not for Kalin that were in the house. So you're going to have to keep track of which Kalin are. House Kalin, let's say you made an error, so house Kalin that come into the Chatzer now may not be moved, and you brought those out on Friday night, they may not be moved on Shabbos. Because Kalin that were in the Chatzer to begin with, then can be moved to other Chatzeros, other Gagos, and other Karpifios.
So the towel and the oil you have to keep out before Shabbos on the roof?
Whatever the rules reply, that's what you had to do, yeah. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Halacha Karab Shimon, but he says, V'hu Shelo Ervu. That's only if they didn't make an Eruv. Why? But aval Eruv lo. But if they did make an Eruv, then you may not carry from one Chatzar to the Chatzar. Let's just make it easy. From the Chatzar to the Chatzar. You may not carry from Chatzar to Chatzar. Why? Gazrina dilma aslefuke mani the batim lechatzar. If, let's say you have two houses that go into an Eruv, and then that Chatzar goes into, if those two houses made an Eruv, then the possibility exists that someone's going to take Kalim from the house, after Shabbos, from the start, from the house into the Chatzar. Now you're also allowed to carry from chutzner to chutzner. Well, you might make the mistake and carry the house kalim from one chutzner to the other, as opposed to only carrying the chutzner kalim, which is what's permitted. You're not allowed to carry the house kalim. So therefore, if they make it, it's sort of counterintuitive. If they do the right thing and they make an eruv between each other to allow them to bring from the houses into the chutzner, then that forbids them from carrying the things that are in the chutzner into other chutzneros. That's what he says. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, bein eru, bein shelo eru. Whether they made an error or not, it still makes no difference. I guess you could keep track. There are probably different types of utensils. There are different things that are kept in the house that come out, and there are certain things that probably stay outside. You know, you have your regular chairs and your lawn chairs. Your lawn chairs don't usually typically come into your house, so maybe they also had like specific items that were known to only be outside items. The Chein Amar of Yochanan, there's machlokas between Rashi and the Bali Tosos here. That's where you have the next line in the Gemara. We have it. The Chein Amar of Yochanan says, like Shita Shmuel, and he says, Mi lachshecha, who whispered to you, being Eru bin Shalom Eru? Who told you? How did you know? You're correct, but how did you know that the halacha is like Rishon Gamliel, whether they made an Eruv or not? So now we're going to ask questions or proofs on this idea, so whether or not Rav Shimon's din applies, whether they made an Eruv or not. So Maski Flor Rav Chizla Shmuel Rav Yochanan. So Rav Chizda asked Rav Shmuel Rav Yochanan. Basically, he asked him. He says, "V'yomru shnei kelim b'chatzer achas zeh mutter zeh aser." How can it be that you're going to have two of the exact same kli in a chatzer? One's going to be mutter to move around for the next couple hours, and one's going to be aser to move around for the next couple hours. He's just concerned about the practical possibility of you not being able to distinguish between one kli and the other. Rav Shimon l'tamei. So Rav Shimon goes to Shitaso because the low gusser, that he doesn't make these types of zeras that you're concerned that you might get confused and move the wrong thing. And we come back to our case that we've seen multiple times, the Tanan, You have three chatzeros. They all open into each other, right? Chatzer on the right, chatzer on the left, chatzer in the middle. Chatzer on the right makes an eruv with the chatzer in the middle. Chatzer on the left makes an eruv with the chatzer in the middle. The two chatzeros on the right and left do not make an eruv with each other. And what do we say? We say the middle, we say the one on the right can carry it to the middle. The one on the left can carry it to the middle. The one in the middle can carry it to both. So, but when we're not concerned, this is the answer, we're not concerned that the one on the right is going to go all the way through to the left, and the one on the left is going to go all the way through to the right. Rav Shimon says he's not concerned. So he's not concerned there, he's not going to be concerned here. Ditanan, because we have the following Mishnah, Amar Rav Shimon says, Lama Adavar Dome, what is that case we're talking about over there? The case was people with the Tchum, yeah, the overlapping Tchumas, right? Tchum. But he says, Lama Adavar Dome, L'sholosh chatzeros, three chatzeros, ha'pesuchos olazo, they're open to each other, u'pesuchos which is Rishus, and they're open also into, on the front side, they're open into the Rishus Rabim. The eruv shtei chitzonios im emtsoyos, the two outer ones made an eruv with the inner one. He muteris, the middle one is muter imoyen, to carry into the other two. The he mutaris ima, and the outer ones to carry into him, the middle one. The shtei chitzonios asurim zolim zol, the two outer ones are asur with each other. We're not concerned. Rav Shimon says we don't concern that we're going to bring from chatzer on the right to chatzer on the left, all through the chatzer in the middle. Hachanami, so to hear, lo gazrin dilma asla puke mani the batim chatzer. We're not concerned that someone may bring out utensils from the house into the chatzer, because he made the eruv. They may bring utensils out of the house into the chatzer, and then those kelim will then be moved from chatzer to chatzer to the roof to karpiv. We're not concerned about that. Okay, Masiv Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes is now going to ask on Rav. Rav held, right, Rav was the one who said that Rav Shimon's din applies only when they did not make an Erev. But they did make an Erev, he was concerned about getting confused with the Kalim. So Masiv Rav Sheshes is going to ask from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon said, Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzeros, the Echad Karpifios, Rishus Achashein. They're all considered one Rishus. Le Kalim Sheshavsu Besochan, for kelim that came to rest there on Erev Shabbos, below the kelim shesafsku b'toch habayis, and not for kelim that came from the house. So the case is going to be, how did the kelim come from the house on Shabbos to be concerned with? They came from the house into the chatzer. How is it possible? Must be that they made an Erev. So, right, if you didn't make, right, it must be that you made an Erev. So therefore, even if you make an Erev, you see that Rav Shimon's didn't hold. How else would those kelim come from the house into the chatzer if you didn't make an Erev? If you didn't make an Erev, they couldn't bring them out from the house to the chatzer. So he says, right, the amart bishmo de erbu, if you say that they made an eruv, okay, I understand. Hainu de mishkachas l'mayin de batim chatzer. That's how I can figure out how your kelim are in the chatzer together. I can understand that. Right, el e amart bishlo erbu, if you say that we did not make an eruv together, so then heichi mishkachas l'mayin de batim chatzer. How is it possible that to be concerned that household items didn't come out to the chatzer on Shabbos? There's no eruv, no one's bringing them out. Assuming everyone's, you know, kosher b'yosher yid, they're not going to bring it out. Right. Right. So clearly, we're talking about a case. Where they made an eruv. Because how else would you have kelim outside? So the Gemara says, "Who must have loved? Who my farikla?" He asked, and he answered that. He says, "Bekumtu v'sudra." He talked about a hat or a scarf, something that you were allowed to carry out derech levush. So I wore it. I wore it to outside my house, and when I took it off, I just put it on the post that's outside. I let it rest outside. Rashi says sheshavtu b'socha bayis v'hotzi in l'chatzer derech malbus. So there is a possibility, even if you didn't make an eruv, there is a possibility that you have kalim, the household kalim that came into the chatzer. So therefore, Rav says it's not a riot that there was definitely an eruv here. You're saying, oh, how did the kalim get there? It was just a hat and a scarf. That's how the kalim got there, and therefore it still could be a case where there was no. There's no eruv, and that's why Rav Shimon allows you to carry from chatzer to chatzer to chatzer to chatzer to chatzer, because there was no eruv. Since there's no eruv, that's why he allows you to carry. But if there would be an eruv, then he wouldn't be. He wouldn't allow you, right? That's the question. That was the question of Rav. I think that works. Even according to Rav, Shimon says they were talking about a chatzah that didn't make an eruv. Nevertheless, you have to specifically state that you can't carry kelim that came to rest in the chatzah on Shabbos, because we're talking about kelim that were permitted to be brought outside, like your scarf and your hat. Okay. So Tashma. So now we're going to bring a raya. It's just an attempted raya to Rav against Shmuel. Again, Rav saying that the Rav Shimon's din only holds if they did not make an Eruv. Against Shmuel, it says, even if they made an Eruv, Rav Shimon's din holds. Tashma, with the following case, Anshei Chatzer and Anshei Merpeses. Our favorite people, people live on upstairs and downstairs. So we have Anshei Chatzer and Anshei Merpeses, and they each enter, they have Rishus to the Chatzer, but they each enter different ways. The Chatzer people open the door, they walk out. The Anshei Merpeses open their door onto this porch, and they have this ladder, or stairwell, a ladder that goes down into the Chatzer. Okay, so you have Anshei Chatzer and Anshei Merpeses. Sheshachu below Irvu. So all the people in the Merpeses made an Eruv together. All the people that entered into the Chatzer, they made an Eruv together. But the Chatzer people and the Merpeses people did not make an Eruv together. Okay? So therefore, they did not make the Eruv together. Fine. Kol shegavoa asara tvachim. So now things that are in the Chatzer, like we said last week, we have to figure out who these things belong to. So anything that's in the Chatzer that's gavoa asara tvachim, that is 10 tvachim high, the Merpeses, that belongs to the Bnei Merpeses, again, provided that's within Dalit Tvachim of their opening, all the things that we had last week. So that belongs to the Bnei Merpeses, because for them it's easy access. It's Pesach, there's a 10 Tvachim, and for the people below, they have to throw it up, so therefore the ease of access, it belongs to them. But Pachas Mikan, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, then Lechatzer, which means it doesn't belong to the Chatzer people, it also belongs to the Chatzer people, because they have to throw this way, and they have to put this way, it's an equal ease or equal difficulty of use, and therefore the item is usher for either of them, that's how Rashi explains it, either of them to use. So Bebed Demai Mamurim, the Braisa continues, what case are we dealing with? We're dealing with, what case are we dealing with that the Chatzer and the Merpeses are considered two separate Rishuyos, and therefore you can't carry from one to the other. Hayu Elu Shel Rabim, Elu Shel Rabim. You had multiple units on the upstairs and multiple units on the downstairs. The Iru Elu La'atzmon, and the multiple units downstairs were made an Eruv for themselves. The Elu La'atzmon, and the multiple units upstairs made an Eruv. Or, Osha Hayu Shel Yechidim. It was individuals. There was one person who lived upstairs, and one person who lived downstairs, She'ein Tzrichamar. He doesn't need an Eruv at all to carry in the upstairs, and he doesn't need an Eruv at all to carry in the downstairs, but they would have needed an Eruv together to permit certain things and to carry from their houses and stuff into the Chatzer. Aval, but, Hayu Shel Rabim, let's say the upstairs was multiple people, right? Hayu El, or both of them, and both of them were multiple units. Hayu, about Hayu Shel Rabim, Vishachu Vilo Ervu. Okay, that the people on top and the people on the bottom, shachachu v'lo eruv, they didn't even make an eruv amongst themselves. So now, not only do we not have an eruv between upstairs and downstairs, even amongst the downstairs people, and even amongst the upstairs people, we don't have an eruv. So therefore, they can't even bring out from their own houses, I guess, into the hallway or into the chatzer, they can't bring it out. Right, so aval hayu shel rabim v'shachachu v'lo eruv, then gag v'chatzer v'achsadjo merpeses kulan v'shus achasen. Then, if they didn't make an eruv, then the roof and the Chatzer, and the Achsadra, and the Merpeses are all one Rishus, and therefore things that were in the Chatzer, they can all carry. And things that were left on the roof, they can all carry. But the Taima, Dilo Irvud, the Rishus says explicitly, why are you permitted, and we're assuming this is going to Shita Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon is the one who says, and it's not, when we say we're assuming, clearly, when you say clearly in the Gemara, the answer is not so clearly. So he says, clearly this must be multi like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon is the one who holds that Gagos, Chatzeros, and our people are Rishus Achas. And so too here, we have Gagos, Chatzer, and they're all one Rishus. And therefore, if they're all one Rishus, that's why you can carry from the Chatzer A, the Chatzer B, the Chatzer Z, to the roof. But it says explicitly only if they didn't make an Eruv. That's a riot to Rav. So Gemara says, no, how many Rabbanan? This goes according to the Shita Rabbanan. The Rabbanan don't argue, Rabbanan agree. Right, we just said before, at the beginning, we made the deal that the Rabbanan said, Gagis v'chatzeros rishus achasein, that a roof and a chatzer are the same rishus. So here, what's the case? But they argue with Karpif. And so he says, Dekanami, de lokatani Karpif u'mavoy. The Brisa said, Gag chatzer achsadjim mirpeses. It doesn't mention Mavoy, and it doesn't mention Karpif. So that's clearly a sheet of the Rabbanan. So you will get Rav and Shmuel have their argument in the Shita of Rav Shimon, and you're trying to say, oh, this is the Shita of Rav Shimon, and you see that there's no Eruv, only the Lazarus, there's no Eruv. This isn't Rav Shimon, this is the Chachamim. And the Chachamim, maybe Shmuel will agree that, Rav, you're right, the Chachamim only allow you to carry from a Gag to a Chatzer, or a Gag to a Gag, if there was no Eruv made. But I'm talking about Rav Shimon, and there's no right that this Bryce says Rav Shimon. On the contrary, this Bryce is Rabbanan, because it doesn't, when it lists the permitted things, it doesn't list the Karpef or the Mavoy. Shema Amina. Okay, so that's not a raya against Rav Shimon. Tashma. Now we're going back. Now we're trying to bring a raya to Rav. So Tashma. Chamesh chatzeros hapsuchos zol zu upsuchos lamavoy. So I have five chatzeros that line up. They're open into each other. They're doorways that go through each other, and each chatzer opens up into a mavoy. Typical situation, right? V'shachachu kulam v'lo irvu. So they all forgot, and they didn't make an eruv amongst the chatzeros. Asur lahachnis lahotzi mechatzer lamavoy ulamavoy lechatzer. You're not allowed to then bring out from your chatzer. Let's say five individuals. We're not allowed to bring out from my chatzer into the mavoy. You can't bring out from your chatzer to the mavoy. I can't bring from the mavoy back into my chatzer because we weren't mishtatek together. We didn't do anything together, and therefore we can't carry it. The kalim sheshachzu bechatzer and kalim that were left in the chatzer, which are the outset of Shabbos, mutil ataltam bechatzer. You're allowed to carry them in the chatzeros, I guess, or in my chatzer. I can carry them because the chatzer, it's kalim that were there beforehand, and you can carry from one. So this is now again looking like the shita of Reb Shimon, allowing you to carry into different chatzeros. Ube mavoy aser, but something that was left into the mavoy, that is aser to carry on Shabbos. So it's not Reb Shimon now. Now it's Rabbanah because they don't allow you to carry in the mavoy. They just say gag and chatzer. They don't say mavoy and karpe. Right, but Reb Shimon not there, but Reb Shimon permits even the kalim that were rested in the mavoy on Shabbos to be moved in, before Shabbos started, to be moved in the mavoy. Right, that's Reb Shimon not there. Hayah Reb Shimon Omer, because Reb Shimon would say, Kol Zman Shehein Shel Rabim, anytime that these Rishios, there are multiple people that go that can use it, V'shachu V'lo Irvu, and they forgot and they didn't make an Eruv, so now he's only saying it, if you forgot and did not make an Eruv, so Gag, Chatzer, Achsaj, and Repeses, Karpe, for mavoy, clearly Reb Shimon, Kulam Rishus Achasein. They're all considered one Rishus. So now, let's think about it. Now we've solved an issue. We're clearly talking about Rav Shimon, because we're talking about Gag, Chatzer, Mavoy, and Karpuf as well. And the Brisa says that when they forget to make an Eruv, then the Kalim that came to rest in that area can be carried on Shabbos. Clearly that's a Raya to Rav. Again, clearly. Clearly that's a Raya to Rav, because Rav said that Rav Shimon only allowed it when you didn't make the Eruv. So the Gemara says, again, the Gemara says, Taim lo Irvu, Ha Eruv lo. So the Gemara says, no, that's not going to be the case. My low irvu, what does it mean they didn't make an eruv? Right, remember time we're dealing with a mavi also. And oftentimes we said that we interchange the word eruv and shituf. Eruv chatzir. So the Gemara says here also, when we said they didn't make an eruv, it means they didn't make a shituf mavos. They made an eruv amongst in the chatziros, but they didn't. So therefore you're allowed to carry from the house into the chatzir. They didn't make a shituf mavos to allow them to carry from the chatziros into the mavoi. So my low irvu. Lo irvu chatzeros b'chadei hadadi. Each chatzer didn't make an eruv with each other, right? But hachatzer ubatim eruv. But the chatzer, let's say the three houses in chatzer A, three houses in chatzer B, three houses in chatzer C. So A, B, and C didn't make an eruv to each other. But the three houses in chatzer A didn't make an eruv. So now there is a possibility of kalim from the houses coming into the chatzer. And yet still, Rav Shimon's going to allow you to carry kalim that came to rest there before Shabbos from. To go to each other chatzer. So the Gemara says, ha chatzer batim ervu. So the Gemara says, wait a second. We just said this before. But how low ervu katani? The Brisa said, they didn't make an ervu. Why are you telling them they didn't make an ervu? So he says, my low ervu. What does it mean low ervu? Lo nishtatvu. They didn't combine together. It's that all the five chatzeros were not ma'arav with each other, meaning they didn't make a shitu of mevos. The ibais ema, or you can say that this is still Rav Shimon holds that they can carry. Right, Rav Shimon l'divrei and the Rabbanan kamalu. Rav Shimon is just assessing the Rabbanan in accordance to their own words. He's going to say as follows: L'diti lo shna ervu, lo shna lo ervu. To me, it makes no difference whether the houses into their chatzer made an erev or not. I would still allow the items that came to rest in that chatzer before Shabbos to be carried to other chatzeros. But l'ditu, but according to you, that you are more machmir, ema modus li odu limias teheicha de lo ervu rishus achasi. At least you should admit to me that if they didn't make an eruv, you're going to consider all these things going to be considered one rishus. The Gemara says, lo, they said, no, shtei rishus hein. It's two rishus. Why? Because the chacham hold, yes, I agree it's one rishus when it comes to a gag and a chatzer, but you added karpef and mavoy. And I don't agree that karpef and mavoy are the same thing as the gag and chatzer. Okay, a little further. So Amar Mar. The Gemara now says, going back to this brisa, ubemavoy aser. So if you didn't make the shituf mavos, so now your kalim that were resting in the mavoy before Shabbos started are not allowed to be carried in the mavoy. Ubemavoy aser, lema mesayilim Rab Zeira. Maybe there should be a support to Rab Zeira, the Amarav, mavoy shlo nishtatif ubo. That mavoy that you didn't, there was no shituf. There's a mavoi, no one combined to into the sheet of mavois. A metalchlin el arba amos. It gets the din of a carmelist, basically, and you can't carry more than four amos. So the Gemara says, no, ema vilon mavoi osur. No, it's not a right term. It's not saying that you may not carry things that came to rest in the mavoi. It says you may not carry from the chutzer to the mavoi, lim mavoi osur. And then it wouldn't be a riot to Rabzei Amarav. But the Gemara says, wait a second, Hainu Reisha. That's exactly what the Reisha said. The Reisha of the Braisa said that Chachamim say, Asur l'hachnis l'hotzi mechatz l'mavoi. And then you said, l'mavoi asur. If that means that you can't carry from the chatzar into the mavoi, you already said that, you can't carry from the chatzar to the mavoi. So when you say asur in the mavoi, must mean that you can't carry things that rested in the mavoi before Shabbos. And that would be a raya. So he says, no raya. Mishnah Yisair Yitzruchilei. We had to say it two times. Mishnah Yisair Yitzruchilei. Mahu de tema, because you might have thought, he just said it, and it's the first time, Kliplegi Rabban Alei de Rabbi Shimon, Hanimile Hecha de Ervu. Maybe the Rabbanan only argue that you may not carry from the Chatzer into the Mavoi, that's only if they made an Eruv. Because then you'd be concerned that they made an Eruv amongst the Chatzeros, but they didn't make a sheet of Mavos. You'd be concerned that someone's going to carry from the house to the Chatzer, from the Chatzer into the Mavoi. And then you would have an issue of moving things in the mavoi. Says that's what, maybe that's where they made it. But avalhech below eruv. But if they didn't make an eruv, then we'd have no concern that household items would get to the chatzer, and therefore ema modulei. Then maybe the chacham agreed of Shimon. Kamash Malan, the second one says as well that no matter what, the chacham don't hold that chatzer and mavoi are the same thing. So the chacham are going to hold whether you made an eruv or didn't make an eruv. The items that are in the chatzer may not be brought into the mavoi. Because the Chachamim don't hold that Chatzar and Mavoi are this one Rishus. They only hold Chatzar and Chatzar is one Rishus, and Chatzar and Gag is one Rishus. Rav Shimon is the one who holds that Chatzar and Mavoi get the status of one Rishus, not the Chachamim. Okay, we'll stop here by Amalei Ravina Lerav Ashi. Everyone have a great day.